This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Today, we've got inflation, Middle East conflict, gas in, you know, there's gas outages, gas shortages. But again, at least there are no mean tweets. We've got a lot coming up, and it starts right now. Welcome to the News and Why It Matters. I'm Sarah Gonzalez, today joined by my good friend, America's favorite cowboy, and the future governor of Texas, Chad Prather.
Hey, it's good to be with you.
Hey.
Glad to be here.
Hey.
On Blaze TV.
We're here on radio.
Yeah.
Also joined by Jason Buttrell, chief researcher of the Glenn Beck Program, who is also my friend, I guess. I'll admit that on TV. Whatever.
I am that.
And I feel like it's been forever since you've been on. You've just been so busy.
It's been like a whole week. I was out of town last week. I went to Florida, met with some very important people in some very important places, and I'll leave it at that.
Oh.
VIP with an NDA, you know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
WBLZ, Blaze Radio.
You're, like, scarily good at that. All right. So we've got to, the headlines of the day, you know, let's do our best to try to make these fun, because quite honestly, it's not very fun. When you look at the news of the day, we are just over 100 days into Joe Biden's presidency, and everything's going wrong. So we've got more gas outages. Biden, apparently the Biden administration is scrambling. The governors of four states have issued state of emergency declarations as they face their gas outages. Of course, this is sparked, as we've talked about on the show, by the Colonial Pipeline ransomware attacks. Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and Virginia have all implemented the states of emergency. And, you know, it's interesting because the Biden administration, just yesterday came out and said, well, that, you know, they want to pay ransom. That's a private sector decision. Please, we don't get involved in the private sector, conveniently, when they don't want to get involved in the private sector. Here they are. Now, apparently, they are scrambling because they're, as much as the New York Times wants to say, there's no lines. There's no lines. There's no shortages. It's totally fine. Everything is totally fine. Apparently, people in the country would like to just believe their own eyes instead of listening to the Biden administration excuses. Chad, I mentioned this to Elijah yesterday, but I feel like the Biden administration and a lot of people in Democrat leadership are kind of like, gee, gosh, darn, if oil and gas goes away, like, oh no, you have soaring gas prices. Oh, gee, maybe we should just use this opportunity to push the Green New Deal through and tell you people that you shouldn't have been relying on oil and gas this whole time. Like, you have to believe that they're just going to use this to their own advantage.
I've always said Jimmy Carter was the most inept president we ever had, and now Joe Biden is basically saying, here, hold my beer.
Oh, congrats, Joe.
And because it's really bad. The last time I remember gas shortages, I think I was six, maybe, years old, and Carter was in office. That dates me young and old, I guess. It depends on how you look at it. So let me just say what's up. This is what's up.
Please.
Okay? Forget Elijah Schaefer. Elijah Schaefer knows nothing.
Screw that guy.
And he says it with a lisp. Forget Elijah Schaefer. God. Let me tell you what's really going on.
Please.
Okay. So, they're putting the entire country into a welfare state. People don't want to go to work. Every restaurant you go to, every bar, every establishment, hey, you're going to have to be patient with us. We're understaffed. We're hiring servers. People aren't coming to work. We're seeing this over and over again. I'm seeing it firsthand in places that I go into. People don't want to go to work. It's a give me my stimmy culture we're living in, right? Mm-hmm. So people are sitting at home and they're making more money than they would if they go to work. So people, there's no employment out there. They've done that. Democrats have done that for the last, you know, 50, 60 years with minorities in the urban community, where they make sure that the welfare state stays intact. Now they're doing it. They found ways to do it with everybody in the country. We're seeing how easy it is to hit the apathetic button because that is the default setting for people. Now, if they could get you out of work, they make you fat, lazy, dependent. You're weak. You're broke. You don't have. You're not a capitalist anymore. Well, what's another option? Depending on the government, it may make you a socialist. Well, let me tell you what they're now going to do. They don't care if things start to break down and fall out, because now things like the gas shortages and other shortages and food shortages. You go into your grocery store, we're starting to see other shortages that are happening there. You're going to start to see trucking is going to be, you're not going to be able to do that because you can't afford the fuel prices. Steel is exorbitant. Wood is exorbitant. Okay, yeah. So we're getting to a place where we're helpless. Young people can't buy homes anymore unless you got $450,000 to put down. And my point is, the Biden administration, they love this because this is one step to getting us on the government teat where they wanted us all along, because now they control the masses. And that's what's happening. We're idling our way to Venezuela is what we're doing. And it's an ugly situation. People need to wake up, because this whole somebody else will take care of it. Listen, folks, we're adults now. We're the adults. We're the ones who have to take care of it. Nobody's bailing us out. They keep sending out trillions. Can we stop using the word trillion? Like, that's really pissing me off. Nobody knows what a trillion is.
We use it so casually.
It's an ethereal number. Nobody knows what a trillion is. You can't compare that to anything. You have no point of comparison. Stop using the word trillion. It's 1,000 billions. You don't even understand that, okay? So just chill with all of that. We're talking about money that's not there and it's not theirs, and that's what we're bailing everybody out with. The bubble's going to pop. We're all screwed. It may be too late. We're all screwed. Okay. I don't like it when I dress like Glenn Beck and start to sound like him. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, great.
We're screwed.
Wonderful.
This is an untenable situation, not just for the next generation. We always say the next generation. Oh, no. Untenable for us. Yeah. We're in trouble.
And for us and the next generation and the generation after that and the generation after that.
America is going, Rome is burning and Nero is playing his fiddle. It is bad.
Yeah. Thank you, Glenn. Thank you, Glenn.
Mr.
Jason.
I was looking at the news last night, and I'm sure we'll probably talk about some of these other topics later in the show. But like Chad pointed out, no one wants to work anymore because of all the stimulus. They're waiting for that. They won't go get jobs. Gas lines. Rising inflation. It's almost as if Obama and Jimmy Carter got together, had a baby, and named it Biden.
It's like Joseph Robinette Biden.
A very ugly baby, and that's what they got. They kept on saying he was going to be FDR. No, he's taken us back to the 70s. That's really what he's done. I look at it in historical context, and to your point, Sarah, about taking advantage, I absolutely think they're looking for any reason whatsoever to take advantage. We know they want to do that on guns, so they're just itching to do that. They're setting something up. Actually, I don't know if we talked about this on the show, but I'm sure you saw this, Chad, where Obama's, the ATF and DOJ are basically trying to redefine what a firearm actually is.
Right. What?
A lot of people kind of blew this off, but I looked at this and I was like kind of freaking out because they're going after ghost guns. And everyone's like, oh, whatever, it's just ghost guns. That's such a tiny, minuscule, it's basically nothing, right? It's definitely not a threat. But what they were doing is they were trying to redefine what a firearm. So they're basically saying, all the components, like a barrel, heck, is it a magazine? Is it like what else? They all have to be serialized. They're all saying if it's even a part of a firearm, it's then classified as a firearm. Mm-hmm. Now, you got to look at these things and think about what are they setting up in the future? Something goes down with the, with this pipeline. They're kind of very standoffish at first, which I thought was kind of weird. The organization, it's a very long acronym that actually looks into cyber attacks and threats. They came out publicly and said, look, they haven't contacted us. We haven't contacted them. They're pretty much on their own. Yeah. They want it to fail.
Yes.
Now, why would they want it to fail? Well, they talked about in the campaign, they want a national power grid. Mm. They want to nationalize the whole dang thing. Yeah. Almost said another word. I got an email saying don't say those words anymore.
I've gotten the same email.
Yeah, you have to. The whole thing. They want to nationalize the whole thing. You mentioned Venezuela. What are some of the first things that happen once they really go over the edge? Well, first off, you see farmers, landowners, they start getting hit. We've seen our farmers. I'm saying, wait a minute, we're being discriminated against.
Yeah.
You know, they're getting bailout money. First off, I don't think our farmers even want bailout money. They're just calling out something that's not fair. Why are we being excluded just based off of skin color?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're always the first one to go. Second to go is energy. They nationalize the energy. That could be coming. They're already talking about a national power grid, getting ready. They've already canceled the Keystone pipeline. They want it to go full on solar and wind and whatever. They don't care if it's not efficient. They want to go there, and the national power grid will get there. Then you just keep on checking off the list. Nationalize this, nationalize that. Yeah, I agree with you. We're in a whole lot of trouble. If we continue to go along that path, and it seems to be, there's no room, it's not abating at all. I hope to God something happens in the midterms. I hope that we can take back some of this power, because right now they have all of it.
What do you think? Do you think there's hope for the midterms?
Okay, so I sent out my daily email that I send out. People can sign up for it, praythrough2022.com. Cheap plug, but get the email. It's got some great information on there. Because I believe so goes Texas, so goes the country. And right now, I truly believe so goes Texas, so goes the world. Mm-hmm. Texas is adding more. They're going to add two more electoral college because we're expanding. We're going to have more seats in the House. And so New York is losing. California is losing. Point in all of that is if Texas goes blue, for instance, the whole country goes blue. Yeah. It's going to affect everybody. So to the degree that we come together and focus on these midterm elections, they're huge. They're huge. And one of the things that people don't realize is it's not just about who the big name at the top of the ballot is. It's the down ballots. Mm-hmm. You've got to make sure that you are covering that. Beto O'Rourke, when he ran in 2018 against Ted Cruz for Senate here in Texas, he lost his election, but he won on the ballot. The left won because he won. His power and money brought in the down ballots, and that is what affected us. It's happening across the country. So if we don't change this trend, and as conservatives come back, and unfortunately we're not doing this, actually conserve things, this big government overreach is going to continue, and it's going to become a monster. It's like the blob. It's just going to keep eating everything, consume everything that gets in its path. Yeah. And we can't turn that back.
Yeah, you have to know that they're up to something when just the way that they are involved in big government overreach, when they say something like, oh, well, we'll just let the private sector handle it themselves.
It's
like,
right.
When have you ever not wanted to get involved in the private sector? Right. That should be a tip off to anyone who's paying attention.
The government is begging to get into that. Yeah. They beg in every area. They beg. And the fact that they're not doing that ought to raise a red flag.
Yeah. Okay. So let me go back to Beto for a second. Is he going to run for governor?
I'm pretty sure he is.
Is he?
Pretty sure he is. Have it on
the guy
watch.
Just loves to lose. I guess it's just
it's big money in it.
A thing he has about
big
losing.
Money in it. But the problem with Texas is there's a good chance he might not.
Well, I wouldn't say there's a good chance, but I do think for a lot of people who said, "Oh, we told you that Beto wouldn't win," it's like, "Yeah, but did you see how close he got?"
Yeah,
I mean, because that's a problem when you look at the numbers.
I mean, you compare if you go back, it's scary. If you compare, and I won't dig too deep in this, but the number of paid staffers that Ted Cruz had versus the number of staffers that Francis O'Rourke had. Bobby Frank, I mean, it was like 1,600 paid staffers to Ted Cruz's 3 or 4.
Yeah.
I mean, it was insanity, right?
But how will people continue to throw money at him knowing that all he does is lose? I mean, it's illegitimate. I'm not even trying to be funny.
Because of what I said a minute ago, he won. He lost his fight, but he won the battle.
Yeah.
They put money on him and won in the down ballot. Mm-hmm. And that's what people forget about elections. It's so important. They won their municipalities. Fort Worth, Texas now has a Democratic state senator in Beverly Powell because of the down ballot that happened with Beto O'Rourke. Mm. So when you start seeing that, and I try to tell people, we focus so much at the top when it comes to politics, who's in the Oval Office and who's in the Senate. And you gotta realize these municipal elections and these state elections, who's in your House seats, who's in your Senate seats in the state, these are the things that matter.
Those affect you way more, affect your daily life.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The down ballots are so important. Like if you really need to, if you are able, just run for some kind of office.
Yeah.
Just do it. I don't care if it's school board, whatever.
Bro, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing, and people think I'm crazy. And I am. I'm just crazy enough to damn well do it because they make it impossible.
They do.
They make it impossible for you to do it.
It's kind of set up against us from the start because as conservatives, we're not activists.
No.
We're really not. We're conditioned to say, I don't want to have any part of that whatsoever.
Also,
I want to do my own
alone.
Exactly.
Right. And we're busy making money,
going to a job,
taking care of families. We don't have time for it.
Can I say, just as a side addendum, if you're a climate worshiper, get the hell out of the gas line. You can walk wherever you're going. You don't need a car anyway. You're philosophically opposed to fossil fuels and carbon emissions. So get the hell out of the gas line so we can get what's left. We got work to get to, and y'all don't have jobs.
That's a great point. All right, coming up next, the latest in what's going on with Israel and Hamas. You're not going to want to miss that. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Freedom Project Academy. So we were just talking about so goes Texas, so goes the country, and Chad mentioned the world. I cannot stress to you enough, you got to pay attention to what your kids are being taught in public school. And I'm talking to Texans as well, okay? Because you may think that, oh, look, they might be helping us out by banning critical race theory, but they're teaching all sorts of things, like there's no difference between boys and girls, and for kids to explore their sexual feelings. It's incredible the things that they are teaching your children right under your nose, and you're paying, your tax dollars are paying to do it. And it's stuff that you would never, ever, ever want to teach your children. You don't want this for your kids, all right? That's why you need to consider Freedom Project Academy. Unlike public schools, FPA has perfected live online learning for over a decade. They've been doing it long before COVID. They are built on Judeo-Christian values. They have a classical curriculum, and they are dedicated to providing mastery of subject matter, not leftist propaganda. Your children will not be indoctrinated at freedomforschool.com. You can request your free information packet today. Again, they are not going to be indoctrinated. They are going to be taught how to think, not what to think. Don't let your child be dumbed down by public school. Go to freedomforschool.com. Get your child a real education. It is Freedom Project Academy over at freedomforschool.com. The IDF launched a series of surgical strikes against Hamas targets inside Gaza just last night into this morning after the Palestinian terrorists fired hundreds of rockets into Israel. We just talked about this yesterday. It is ongoing and it is escalating. And again, we've got some incredible footage of the Iron Dome blocking these rockets. Let's take a look at some of that.
That's awesome.
It really is. So it continues to escalate over there. And Jason, I know that you are very involved in what's going on over there. So I'll be interested to get your thoughts along with yours, Chad. But let me just also bring to the table for the conversation, Andrew Yang, who you may know him as former presidential candidate, but he is also running for mayor of New York City. I would just like to remind you. He condemned Hamas terrorists for attacking Israel. And You guys are going to know who called him out here, but let me just get Andrew Yang's tweet first. I'm standing with the people of Israel who are coming under bombardment attacks and condemn the Hamas terrorists. The people of NYC will always stand with our brothers and sisters in Israel who face down terrorism and persevere. And of course, AOC herself called him out. Utterly shameful for Yang to try to show up to an EID event after sending out a chest-thumping statement of support for a strike killing 9 children, especially after his silence as, how do you say that?
Al-Aqsa.
Al-Aqsa was attacked. But then to try that in Astoria during Ramadan, they will let you know. So unsurprising to hear that kind of rhetoric from AOC. Again, we talked about this yesterday, but it is very scary. It's a very scary time for this conflict to be escalating when we have, it really feels like anti-Israel leadership in office right now, not just AOC and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and the likes of them, but also the White House.
Yeah, I would like to say just before I start that.
Oh, God, here we go.
That video that you showed of the Iron Dome.
I got to get one of those at the house.
Where can a brother get an Iron Dome?
It's incredible.
I just got I get newsfeed stuff and information from the IDF through like a media like WhatsApp channel. Mm-hmm. And they reported 85% to 90% interception rate.
That's amazing. Can you imagine if they didn't have that?
So I know. Oh my gosh.
I mean, they would have been wiped off the face of the planet by now.
Before he starts, let me just throw an addendum. Joe Biden gave $150 billion to the Palestinians for COVID relief. You just saw it shooting into Tel Aviv right there.
That was the COVID relief.
There goes their COVID relief.
Yeah.
You think they bought COVID relief? No.
No.
We bought them rockets.
Yeah, and they also use that money to pay bounty money, reward money to terrorists that go in and kill Jews. Mm-hmm. That's a lot how that money is used. Absolutely shameful that that's going back. I am so sick of people like AOC parroting things like this. It's clear they know nothing. I don't know if they know nothing about it or if they do know and they're intentionally you know, telling lies. It's hard to say either way.
You know what, Jason? I think there are a lot of people who are just very mistaken on this, because if you read the mainstream media, stories on this, it really, really points the finger at Israel.
Always.
So I think a lot of people don't even realize, they don't know where to go to get the full story.
Allow me a couple minutes just to set the full record straight on this entire thing.
Doesn't
why this is happening. I'm going to do it anyway. Over 1,000 rockets have been fired so far, and they're continuing to go.
Yeah.
But this entire thing, it's always bad during this time anyway. It's near around Jerusalem Day. That's when the Arabs lost Jerusalem, and Israel claimed it. So this is like their worst day. It's Israel's best day. So every year you see something. Nothing like this. This is the worst that I've seen it. Even 2014 wasn't even this bad. Mm-hmm. But a lot of this started, there was a campaign leading up to Jerusalem Day where a bunch of Arabs were going around and they were assaulting rabbis and Jews that were wearing, you know, like yarmulkes and stuff like that. So then you didn't get any media reporting on that. And this is how the media operates. Then you had a group of young Jews that were mobilizing to stop this. So they were standing there next to the rabbis that were openly, you know, in their garb to stop this. That got the reporting. So then, of course, people like AOC, Tlaib, media, they were like, oh my gosh, these ultra-Orthodox, far-right Jews are going around insulting Arabs.
Right.
Not the story. That was not the story. Then there was another thing about they're saying, oh, they're attacking the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and that's the reason why, and they're, you know, militarizing it. You want to know why? It's because when they showed up for prayers that day, they ripped apart the Al-Aqsa Mosque, got a ton of stones from ripping apart their own holy site, and they were throwing stones down at the Jews praying at the wall. That's when the police went into action to stop that. But they didn't report it.
Right.
They reported just the action of them defending themselves. It's time and time again, that's what it's all about. Now, these rockets that are shooting now, there's another issue going on with a land dispute in eastern Jerusalem. And everyone gets this wrong. I would like to set this straight right now so you can take this and you can use this in defense, because there's nobody defending Israel and nobody defending Jews right now. It's disgusting. But they're saying that the Zionists are going into East Jerusalem and they're, you know, colonizing and evicting people off their houses. Well, let me tell you the history behind that. In 1876, under Ottoman rule, the Palestinians actually sold that property to Jews. Now, later in 1948, when the Jordan took over that area, they said, this is our land. Mm-hmm. I don't care who owns it. I don't care if you have pink slips. And they brought in Arabs and they started putting them in these houses. They didn't care who owned it. After the Six-Day War in 67, Israel didn't evict them. This is hung up in the courts for a while now. Just now, the court said, okay, we recognize their ownership. They brought the pink slips. It's obvious that this family and this family owns these properties. They haven't actually made the ruling yet, because that will send everything into crazy town. But everyone knows that this is going to happen. That's why even more rockets started shooting. But it's all over the fact that they stole land from Jews. Jews want that property back. It's legally theirs. Mm-hmm. There's nothing else to say on this.
Yeah.
This is madness. Hamas, the only reason that they even exist is to attack Israel, destroy Israel, kill Jews. The Iron Dome, I saw, I think it was Tlaib said, I think it was her, it was one of those crazy chicks, said that, Palestinians don't have an Iron Dome. You know, like, this is so unfair.
Yeah.
Well, Israel wouldn't need an Iron Dome if the Hamas wasn't firing rockets.
Right.
It's purely defensive.
Yeah.
Well, the media's got such a bent on the whole thing. You can fire 1,000 rockets at Israel, and if Israel fires one rocket back,
right,
now the media is going to say
Israel is escalating,
attacking, Gaza.
Case in point, they kept on showing yesterday that a residential building was coming down. They were like, oh my gosh. Well, you know what that building was? It was the military intelligence arm of Hamas.
Right.
Yes, there were some civilians in there because they use human shields.
Right.
But they didn't report on what the building was. And they also didn't report that, and there's video on this, IDF released this, they called the people that work there and said, hey, we're going to shoot that at that place. You should get out. Tell everyone else in there to get out.
Mm-hmm.
What else can you do
right
at that point?
Right.
What else can you do?
Yeah. All right. Before we go to break, I want to also just hit on inflation, which has just hit the highest levels since the Great Recession. It's funny because this headline says soars past economist expectations, but like not in the good way that you want it to. So overall inflation of the US dollar rose 0.8% in April. This was the largest 12-month jump in prices since the period ending in September 2008. I guess this is just to both of your points. about Jimmy Carter and the love child of Joe Biden. this is the way that it's going to be, I guess, for the whole Biden presidency. Although, I don't know how long the Biden presidency will be.
It doesn't matter. Look, people are hiring across the spectrum and making sure that genders are represented and minorities are being hired. Is there equality and all of this stuff? And the CIA has woke recruitment videos and everybody is happy.
I thought that the latest one was, I legitimately thought it was made up. I thought it was a parody.
Yeah.
It's not.
Well, you watch these things. We talked about it on my show last week and said, well, it's not, what are they recruiting? I mean, like, it doesn't say anything about, nothing about those videos makes me want to say, you know, damn it, I want to go join the CIA.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody were, you know, shooting at people, I mean, that would be like, okay, let's go.
Right. No, yeah. So the
let's go, Jason.
Take a clip from Rambo.
Exactly.
So the latest one is what? It's a girl who grew up with two lesbian moms and, like, just always wanted to find a place for her.
The human side of the CIA.
The ridiculous part about that is the CIA obviously isn't recording on what their intersexual group is.
No.
They don't care. They're just doing it because of the popular opinion.
That's
they don't
exactly
care.
Right.
They don't care if you're gay, straight, color, whatever.
It's just like Hasbro doesn't care if Mr. Potato Head has a Mr. on it. I mean, they're just promoting Hasbro, right?
So
the CIA is just getting attention out of this whole thing, which, thank God, that's the Central Intelligence. That's what they're doing. But my point is, to all of that stuff is there's no mean tweets coming out of the White House.
Thank God.
Orange man, we've forgotten him. And you know, when you print more money in the last 60 to 90 days than we've printed in all the years of our history combined, you might have a problem.
That's what was so funny with the reporting on this today. CNBC, everyone waits to see what they're saying about it when this comes out. And they said it's just shocked economists everywhere. I'm like, seriously? After all this printing, you're still spending and pledging to spend like another trillion more? This is shocking? Actually, one more thing. It was funny. I saw another blue check and he was using all these charts and stuff and he was like saying, well, you know, inflation's really not that bad if you take out food prices and gasoline prices. So the two things that we buy the most, if you take those out, everything's fine.
Look, sex is great if you just don't, never mind.
Look, no, I was waiting for it.
Just stop eating and you'll be fine. All right, just stop eating and you'll be fine. All right, we got more to come. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Built Bar, these guys over here. They're trying to get me in trouble over here. All right, Built Bar, speaking of food, if you are looking for something to keep you healthy, keep you from eating bad junk in the pantry, you gotta get Built Bar, all right? I know it's hard, especially if everyone's working from home and you go to the pantry and go see what you need to eat and then you stuff your face with something and then you go back an hour later and you look at what else there is to eat and then you stuff your face with something that's even worse for you. Let me get you some Built Bar, all right? You will not expand your waistline with these because they are protein bars. They are healthy for you. They are low in calories. They are low in carbs. They are high in protein. They are high in fiber. And the best part about it is that it does taste like you're eating a candy bar. So you feel satisfied. You feel like you're getting that sweet stuff, but it's actually good for you. Now, I may have also indulged in like probably 4 Built Bars a day. I don't know that I can like advocate for that, but still, it did not expand my waistline. So, I kind of felt a little guilty about that one. You probably, like, there's too much of everything. But with Built Bar, you get way more because it is so good for you. You can go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code NEWS15. You'll get 15% off of your order. There are a ton of flavors to choose from. They're all covered in 100% chocolate. You're going to want to go there, pick your favorite flavors, and get your order in, all right? We have been getting so many pictures from so many people who have been loving Built Bars. You're welcome, and also sorry, because they're like, dang you, Sarah, now I'm spending so much money on these Built Bars because I can't get enough of them. I know, me too. You can go to BuiltBar.com, use that promo code NEWS15. It is BuiltBar.com. The House Republican caucus voted today to kick Representative Liz Cheney from Wyoming from her GOP conference chairman post. Now, this comes after it feels like a forever battle between many in the Republican caucus and Liz Cheney battling it out. Liz Cheney had some very harsh words about then President Donald Trump, the January 6th. You know, do I call it an insurrection? I don't
want
to call it that because I just feel like it's just so dramatized when they call it that. So the January 6th incident at the Capitol, is that better? That's a little better.
Sure.
So she, you know, she called it. She contributed to talking about the big lie and, you know, endorsed his impeachment. And so finally, the GOP had it. By the way, right before this vote, she did double down and said that she would do everything in her power to make sure that President Trump would never see and get into office ever again. So clearly lessons were learned or not. I don't know. I'm interested to get your thoughts on the situation, gentlemen.
Bye. See ya.
Don't let the door hit you or the good Lord split you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, come on. Enough's enough.
Yeah.
This is playing politics to the, you know, it's stupid.
It's frustrating because it's like the left usually, or at least they used to, be really good at having their conflict behind closed doors instead of in public for everyone to see and jump on and pounce on. And it just felt like Liz Cheney did not understand that it's not a good look. If you have that conflict, like, bring it in behind closed doors, not out for everyone to take advantage of.
Well, so she has the same issue that the left has. And that's one of my biggest issues with her, is she's fixating on the man.
Yes.
She's fixating on Trump.
Total TDS.
And everyone, the media is trying to make this look like it's some huge deal.
Yeah.
They don't want you to look at what Biden is doing. They don't want you to look at rising inflation, gas lines, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. They don't want you to look at that. They still want you to concentrate on Orange Man. That's what they want you to do. And Cheney's just, she's the same. All she could do is talk about him, not the, you know, issues and policies that he was concerned with. And I think that's what the GOP, the GOP is not a cult. They're not cult worshiping Trump.
No.
They're all about what he started, the movement that he started. That's what it's all about. And the problem is we have too many people within the GOP that have no balls. They just want to do the status quo. They want to play the game as it was played.
Yeah. Yeah.
So basically we give a little bit over to window moves. Mm-hmm. We're fine with that as long as we keep our jobs.
Yeah.
That's what they're concerned with. And we're tired of it. Yeah. Liz Cheney is just a poster child for that. Now, I don't care if, you know, I don't care about this whole Trump fascination. I'm completely sick of that. I'm interested more in about what he started, the movement that he started with.
Yep.
And if she's standing in the way of that, I'm glad that she's gone.
But by movement, you don't mean what happened on January 6th. Because that's what's so annoying.
No.
It's like,
I mean,
no one thinks that was a great thing that happened.
Nobody.
Like, let's stop talking about that.
But they needed that, obviously. Right. We've hashed that out. They needed that to complete the narrative.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
See what started with Russian collusion and all of this stuff. This is how it ends with a capital insurrection. You're right. I'm over the Trump fixation thing. I've never been a part of the Trump fixation, regardless of the accusations that come. I like what Trump exposed. I like what Trump created. He changed the game. I'm doing what I'm doing today because Trump changed the game. Not because I'm trying to be like Trump. Nobody can be like Trump. Mm-hmm. I don't want Trump to run in 24. I would like to see Ron DeSantis and Mike Pompeo.
I agree.
As it stands right now, if I were picking, with a Trump that comes out and says, yeah, I endorse these guys to go do this thing. Because we don't need to get back into the polarizing aspect of having this stuff. We're losing focus. And right now, until we get back to what it looks like to be conservatives, and I don't mean 50 shades of red Republicans. I mean true conservatives. We've lost this country forever, and we're witnessing a change in history when the greatest country in the history of the world is going to spiral downward into nothingness.
Yeah, I tend to agree with Chad on whether or not I want Donald Trump to run again. I just don't want the controversy, and I don't want the focus to be on all of the past things that he said and done and the mean tweets. It's like, let's get fresh blood in there. Who maybe is like him, but a little more polished, and a little bit more.
And I don't apologize for Trump. I mean, don't take what I'm saying. Like, I'm unapologetic.
Right.
I'm not saying Trump should have done this. I mean, there were plenty of things Trump could have done different. I mean, I'm the first one to defend him and to accuse him. But in that regard, I just don't think it's what's. We don't need another 78-year-old president.
Yeah.
You know, that's getting elected for another four. We don't need that. Give me some. And look, Trump at 78 is probably going to be like me at 53, right? So, I mean, that's me at 36. But, I mean, I think that we're at a place right now where we don't back up, and I have people that say, well, you need to bring things more towards the middle. We don't know what the middle is anymore. Progressive left has jumped so far off the deep end that we don't know what the middle even looks like. So there are no centrists anymore. You know, I keep saying about Texas, I say Texas isn't right enough right now. People say, you just want to keep Texas red. Well, you're damn right, because my conservative values are what I believe in. Those are my convictions that I think make things run better. And I want to make sure that we maintain that in America. for the country as a whole. And we've got to keep plugging away. The freest state, apparently, right now in the United States is one governed by Ron DeSantis, because the guy takes no crap off of anybody. And he says, there's ramifications for this, ramifications for this. We're going to do this, we're going to do this. And I admire guys like that, and Henry McMaster and Kristi Noem and different ones. And, you know, you can complain about different things that all of them have done. At the end of the day, man, we get back to conservatism. We get back to real stuff, because there's no complex problem that's ever going to find a solution while we're being politically correct.
I will say that I agree. We want to keep it red, but we also want to keep it red not only just in name only. And right. That's something that really pisses me off with
the
current GOP.
That's the 50 shades.
Exactly. Yes. And that's why Liz Cheney is out of here, in my opinion. It's not because completely just on our fixation with Trump. It's because you were fixated on Trump when you're not listening to the people. Mm-hmm. The people are like, Donald Trump, people were screaming up at the border for years and years and years. Congress would not do it. They kept saying they were going to do something. They never did it. We wanted something to be done about Obamacare. They kept saying, telling us they were going to do it. They never did it. We're sick and tired of that crap. We want someone to go in there and say, no, I'm doing this. I'm doing this. What do you want me to do? Okay, now we're going to do that. Listen to us. Do what we tell you to do. Yeah. Cheney is not one of those people. McConnell, not one of those people.
Isn't Cheney the one who fist bumped Joe Biden after his address to Congress? I mean, doesn't tell you all you need to know about Liz Cheney? It sums it up.
I wouldn't have as big of an issue if someone like Biden was actually a bipartisan Democrat, centrist president.
Right, but you listen to him, you're like, this is so radical. Why are you fist bumping this man? He's going to ruin our entire country.
After seeing all this, his inaugural address just makes me even more sick. Yeah. Talk about everyone coming together.
Oh, yeah.
He said unity about 70,000 times. He never had it. We said that, but he had no intention of unifying anyone.
Well, unity to them just means you have to believe what we believe.
We're
going to cast you out, right?
Give in.
Exactly.
On the neck.
All right, we've got more to come, but we got to take a break. Back in a minute. That's what unity means.
Of course.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
The San Francisco Unified School District is being accused of a money grab after a plan to have high school students return to in-person school just to get the millions in state reopening funds. So they just announced, it's hard to believe when you live in Texas, it's hard to believe that there are still school districts who are not open in person, or at least giving people that option. But they just announced in San Francisco, the teachers union, that high school seniors would get to return to in-person school starting this Friday. Now, you look at this and it's May, right? So you're like, oh, okay, great. How long would that be? Well, what they say is that they wanted the current graduating seniors to have the opportunity to spend some time in person on campus with teachers and their peers during their last few weeks of high school. But what they didn't say is that the return is actually for one day only. And students would not even be in the classroom with their teachers. And that was because of the way that the deal was written, that they have to bring the class of 2021 to school, quote, for at least one day before the end of the school year to receive the $12 million in state reopening funds. So that is what they are doing, literally for a day. And again, they're not actually going to be in the classroom with their teachers. But thankfully, San Francisco Unified School District will still get the $12 million in state reopening funds to continue doing nothing. And then when they are doing something, indoctrinating your children. So great job.
The destruction of a generation is what we're seeing. This
it really
is the destruction of a generation. And they're not apologetic about it. They're selling your kids out for federal funds. Here we are.
It's sad.
I went off last week on this whole, just all the nonsense of the destruction and the consequences of of, you know, on my show, I mean, I just let it fly, and this is why people love me and some hate me, and because I just went off the rails on this thing. And if I let myself get worked up on this whole issue, so you used all those words to say that the show, which is San Francisco, is doing nothing.
Yeah.
They're doing nothing. They're putting a Band-Aid on a bruise so they can get a check. That's all they're doing, and they're using your kids as the, you know, as
the
Band-Aid.
Kids are, and the kid and pawns, really. I mean, the kids
that's
are pawns
all they are.
In a game to receive more money so that the teachers can continue to do nothing.
I spoke to some people yesterday, last night, actually, from San Francisco. They just moved to Texas. I mean, everywhere you run to, you run into people who are moving here from California or New York, Europe. And he said, I can't even, he started telling me examples of things going on in San Francisco and stuff that they're doing. And it's like, this ain't America.
It's incredible.
This is not America.
It's really incredible.
This is communism.
And well, and a lot of people are like, well, just pull your kids out of public school. But it's like, okay, but I mean, we're still paying, my tax money is still going, my neighbor's tax money is still going to all of these schools.
We're going to fix that one, Governor.
Please.
Yeah.
Please.
Got
school,
a plan.
School, do you?
Oh,
you
yeah.
have a plan for that at
Prather2022.com.
All right, Jason.
I like how the announcement came from the teacher union.
Yeah.
Over this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Teacher unions, I mean, first off, the unions in general rule the Biden administration.
Mm-hmm.
They rule the Biden administration. They even they shaped scientific, you know, information to get for the CDC. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. The unions did? Mm-hmm. The teachers unions?
Well, Randy Weingarten, she has a extensive scientific background.
They got to go.
I'm sure.
These
I'm
unions,
sure.
man. I'm telling you, these teachers unions.
I mean, unions across the board, they only exist to make themselves as an entity more powerful.
Yeah.
They don't represent their people. They don't care about the people.
Okay, but at the beginning, at the inception of unions, I think you could argue that there was a need for it, right? Do you not think so?
No.
I don't
agree with unions, period.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. In the history of it, I'm like, okay, I can see where they thought that maybe they needed collective bargaining power. But
well,
at this point, there's so many regulations that are protecting them. It's like, you don't need these anymore. You're just bullies.
Just on a basic free market principle, you would not need unions.
Yeah.
Because there would be another organization that would rise up and they would be able to, hey, we'll pay you more. We won't give you this many hours. We'll treat you better. We'll give you these
there's
benefits.
There's always another company that comes along
always.
And says, hey, you don't want to work for them? Come work for me.
Yeah, it works itself out. This is the unions, in my opinion, are little manipulations like that that screw the free market. They take you from a free society, a free market
but
economy.
Isn't it amazing how blinded all that people who are members of unions
yes.
are? And they, you know, we'll catch the hate for this because people are like, oh, you can't talk about my union. They're not for you.
Right.
Yeah.
They're for themselves.
Right.
I'm sorry. It's like saying Washington, D.C. is for me. No, it's for itself.
Yeah.
Joe Biden stood there the other day. This is a perfect example. When he said, the government is we the people. We the people is the government.
Yeah.
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 That's the same way unions operate. They see themselves as the overboss. You know, they're overlords. They're the boss. They're the ones, we're going to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
Got your back.
When he said that in that speech, I remember him looking at the people that were there, which weren't a lot of congressmen anyway because of restrictions, but he was like, you know, you guys are the heroes. Thanks to you, you know, America has gotten back to work and has gotten this going again. Yeah, it wasn't the small business owners.
Right.
It wasn't the people that were doing everything they could think of to stay afloat. It wasn't them. It was all... Get the heck out of here with that crap.
Yeah, he's really building back better.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, not so much. All right, we got to take a break back in a minute.
Ugh, that was so bad.
These people are so fired up. They get so fired up that YouTube stuff.
Yeah, I know. I know. Hey, you. Yes, you. Those of you who are watching on YouTube, maybe you're watching on Facebook, maybe you're watching on Blaze TV, but you are watching and you see our bright, shining, smiling faces. Okay, smiling maybe is an oversell, but you're watching us. Don't forget to go to wherever you get your audio podcasts. Subscribe, rate, and review The News and Why It Matters, and that will help more people find it. It helps with the algorithm so that more people can then hear The News and Why It Matters instead of having to tune into, like, the estrogen-filled Brian Stelter. You don't want that for them, okay? You want them to find The News and Why It Matters. Also, if you write us a good review, you may see it read live on air like this one today from Jonna Dance. Oh,
Juana
that's
Dance.
Cute. Juana Dance.
Yeah.
Juana Dance. My one source, I never miss a day of this program. Sometimes I try to find it on the weekend, but alas, only repeats. Sarah manages to keep everyone in line and on the edge of their seats. At the same time, Pat and Stu have dry humor perfected while Yako and Eric cut to the heart of issues. The expert opinions voiced reflect my personal convictions and keep me informed about what really matters. Also, a shameless plug for Built Bars and Chad Prather for governor.
Yeah.
Thank y'all. With a heart emoji and two exclamation points.
I love you, wanna dance.
Chad Prather for governor, okay? Prather 2022. We're gonna need it, especially, I mean, we're talking about Texas and
clean house, baby.
And, oh, everywhere.
Clean house!
But really in Texas, too. All right, thanks, guys.
Come and get it.
Thanks for listening to the News and Why It Matters. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you'd like to watch the program, become a Blaze TV subscriber and start your free trial now at blazetv.com.